Hello and welcome to day five, midway point. Can you believe it? Midway point. Things move so fast. So, again, just check in and ask yourself, does my level of appreciation expand? Am I allowing myself to appreciate myself just a little bit more? Sometimes what happens is, just like when we reach farther into the light, we get pulled deeper into the darkness. It's law of polarity. And yes, we do still live in a world of polarity, even though we want to believe it's not true. Someday we will transcend this state. But polarity exists to show us contrast, because in our current consciousness, contrast is the only way we can be aware of things. We are only aware of something because we are aware of it not being there at some point. So the only way I know that there is a difference between day and night is because it gets dark at night and light during the day. It fluctuates depending on time of the year, depending on where you are. But the only way we are aware that it's day versus night, it's because it's light versus dark. The only way we know the difference between cold and warm is because if we live, for example, in a four season area, and even if you don't live in a four season area, there's always some fluctuation of temperature. The only way we know that there is warm is because at some point it was cold and it got darker. The only reason why you are aware of something not being there is because it's already there, but you're not aware of it. You are aware of it not being there. If it wasn't part of your experience at all, or wasn't for you to experience, it wouldn't even enter your consciousness. So think about it this way. If prosperity, and I really want you to allow yourself to accept it just for a moment. This gave me huge access to accepting something, even though I don't see it. Just by sheer power of awareness, becoming aware of something, it opened to a possibility and then it showed up. So I want you to consider that the only reason why you are aware that there is not enough money or lack of money or not as much money or not money for what you want is because it's already there. The only reason why you are ever you are aware of it not being there is because that's what you're experiencing. But the reason why you're experiencing it's also by the contrast. You're experiencing the contrast. If it wasn't there, you would not be experiencing it not being there. It could shift your mind, twist your mind, but if you allow it to drop into your heart, let me give you another example. The only reason why you are aware of love is because at some point you loved and you lost. We all have. Doesn't have to be the big love, doesn't have to be the one and only love. Maybe you loved a toy, or you loved a pet, or you loved a person. It doesn't matter. Maybe you loved a pair of shoes and then you lost it, or it got worn out. I don't know about you, but I always have like a pair of shoes that I love. And the last time I had a pair like that, my dog ate it. My dog Mikey ate it. And I just haven't since then had a pair of shoes that I love like that. For that particular kind of issue. And for no reason, that's what's coming to my mind right now. So the reason why I share it is because the only reason why we are aware of something not being there is because it's there. And the contrast shows us where we get to move into. If you cold, what do? You don't sit there shivering. You turn up the heat, you get another layer, you move over closer to somebody so they can warm you up. When it's dark and you need to do something, you turn on the light. You move towards what you want. So if you're experiencing something not being there, it's already there. You just get to start moving towards it instead of affirming, like you don't walk around When it's dark in your house and you need to move from your bedroom to the kitchen to get some water or to the bathroom in the middle of the night, what do you do? Okay, so if you're sleeping with somebody in the same bedroom, maybe you'll try to feel your way through the darkness, right? But at some point, you close the door, you go into the hallway. What do? You turn on the light. I already hear somebody saying, no, I do it all in the dark because when you turn on the light, it disrupts your sleeping circle. Okay, fine. You're the odd one. Let me give you another example, okay? When you're getting ready in the early morning in the winter and it's still dark, if you've ever had it happen to you because you had an early flight, I am choosing an example you cannot dispute me on, okay? Because I have a sense there is like a dispute energy in this. And this is perfect, right? Because our mind wants to fight it and wants to find the one example that like there is no there, like, yes, you win. You win, stay in your limitation, right? Like that's what our subconscious wants to give us, so we stay where we are just to protect us. So let's say it's early in the morning in the winter and it's like 4 a.m. You have a 7 a.m. flight, you're getting up at 4 a.m. if you're lucky enough to live close to the airport, and you're getting ready, and what do? You don't just feel through the room, you turn on the light. Right? So the reason why I share this silly example is to show you that if you are experiencing something not being there ever, whether it's now or ever, the only reason you're experiencing something not being there, it's because it's already there. Your awareness just is pointing in the wrong direction or direction of what you not want to experience. So what might be happening for you right now is that the more appreciation you are awakening inside of you, and if you are following the exercises I'm sharing with you and the way that I'm sharing with you, I promise you, I actually guarantee there is no way that some level of self-appreciation isn't stirring up in you, isn't unlocking, isn't filling you up. But what happens at the same time, very often, again, by law of polarity, what might be happening is that there's a part of you that's going to try to fight it. So you'll find all the reasons why, no, I'm really not that way. I'm really a terrible person. Nothing good ever happens to me. I have zero creativity, and I don't even live in the zone of wealth. That's what's going to start happening for some of us at some point. And that's when we get to dive even deeper and say, you know what? Yes, that could be true. And if that's true, then the opposite is true as well. Because remember, Anna said that the only reason why I'm aware of one side is because the other side is already here. By contrast, we become aware. By contrast, we become aware. All right. So hopefully, this gave you a little bit of something to play with and look at if you are feeling opposite of appreciation or appreciation for feeling more appreciation. Because remember, everything on the outside is a reflection on the inside. The more you appreciate yourself within you, meaning your invisible self, not the one that does things to prove your worth by tangibly showing, look, I do all these things. But the part of you that already appreciates who you are just because you are, that the I am. The more you believe that you are valuable at that level, the more you believe that you can appreciate yourself for the gifts that you have inside of you and the ones that I'm giving you examples of that are not specific or tangible, but very, very much valuable, worth a ton to people who need it from you. And the more you can appreciate it, the more that will be reflected on the outside of you. There will be more to appreciate. The more you appreciate, the more there is to appreciate, right? So let's dive into the gifts today. The two gifts, and I just chose to keep giving you two because I think it's easier. If I give you three, I feel like sometimes we get lost with too many choices. And this way, for all the ambitious overachievers, you can play with two gifts there throughout the day and still not be overwhelmed. Although I invite you to play with one at a time, so you can really begin to see it, a reflection of it. For example, let's say you chose the gift of creativity on day four, and all of a sudden, if you allow yourself to witness it and observe it and be present in a moment, become aware of it, you will have more of the creativity to be grateful for. That you'll have opportunities throughout the day to be creative. And then you can say, oh, wow, it wasn't just once. It was here and here and here and here. I got to use my creativity in so many different ways today. That's prosperity, right? That's abundance. That's prosperity. That's expansion. So the two gifts today, first one is the gift of delight, pleasure and delight, pleasure and delight. So you are listening to this probably on Sunday. It's when you are receiving this, hopefully. So Sunday for most people is a day of delight, is a day of pleasure, is a day of rest, is a day of family, is a day of doing something that is not work, right? Except when you have a business and then you can choose. Well, for example, I like working on Sunday afternoons. When we don't have any plans, I like working on Sunday afternoons. I like ending early on Fridays, and I don't mind starting working in the afternoon on Sunday. Saturdays are usually like my days when I really try not to do anything, try not to schedule anything, not to do anything that's work related. But Sundays, I'll start early. But that's me. The light and pleasure. So put your hand on your belly and the other on your heart. And begin to appreciate yourself for your amazing ability to be delighted by life. To see how delightful life can be. Appreciate yourself. So I appreciate myself. For the pleasure that I can recognize in life. And pleasure has so many different layers. Pleasure could be experienced in watching something that gives you like pleasurable experience, watching a sunrise or a sunset, or watching your child play or your pet play. My dog's walk gives me so much like enjoyment, which is in the same area as pleasure. Like I feel really good watching my dog walk. There is something about his walk that's just so playful that awakens like a layer of delight and joy in me. So every time I see him walk, it almost makes me giggle. So what is that for you? I appreciate myself for the light I can see in the world and life. I appreciate myself for how delightful I can be. I appreciate myself for creating delight for others. I appreciate how delightful I am. I appreciate how delightful I can be. I appreciate myself for allowing myself to have pleasure. I appreciate myself for bringing delight and pleasure to others. I appreciate my pleasurable being. I appreciate my pleasurable being. I appreciate my delightful self. I appreciate myself for my delight. There are so many layers to this particular gift. It's in the same area as joy and beauty and delight and play. So you can put anything here within this area. You can say, I appreciate my playful side. I appreciate how playful I am. I appreciate how playful I can be. I appreciate my playfulness. I appreciate my delight. I appreciate my playfulness. I appreciate my pleasure. I appreciate my pleasure. I appreciate the pleasure that I am. Oh, this one felt good for somebody. I appreciate the pleasure that I am. I appreciate the joy that I am. I appreciate the play that I am. I appreciate the delight that I am. And let it expand something new inside of you. Let it rise up, rise up, rise up, filling you up. You know, whenever we feel like we don't have enough, there is this sense of lack. And I'm sure you felt it, whether you've connected with it before or not. It's like we feel the emptiness, we feel the hollowness, and it doesn't feel good. There is a delightful hollowness that prepares us for filling with something, but that's not what we usually feel when we feel that something is not like lack, L-A-C-K. So I want you in this moment to feel filled up. And every time you say, I appreciate myself for my pleasure that I am. I appreciate myself for the joy that I am. Feel it filling you up, running through your arms, down, down, all the way to your hands, and feel it expanding through your hands and out. Yeah. So delightful. Now, if this one doesn't resonate with you, let's play with courage. So, courage. I appreciate myself for being courageous. I appreciate myself for my courage. I appreciate myself for the risk that I took when da 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 and bring something to mind. A risk you took when you did something where it took courage to maybe say something, to be some way, to ask for something, to leave, to stay, to fight, or to forgive. No matter how big or small, bring it to mind right now, to your awareness. What was that one time when you were courageous? You felt the courage fill you up. And you know that in that moment, you step through the fear, the courage took over, and you just went for it. I appreciate my courage. I appreciate my gift of courage. I appreciate myself for being courageous. I appreciate myself for taking risks. I appreciate myself for standing up. Maybe there is a moment that you recall when you stood up to somebody for something, for yourself, and it took courage. I appreciate my gift of courage. I appreciate myself for being courageous. I appreciate myself for being courageous. I appreciate the courage that I am. I appreciate the courage that I am. And this one can fill you up like a bowl of fire because courage is very fiery. So now you have two new gifts to play with today. And just like you did on day three and day four, either one. Bring it with you throughout the day, whichever one you choose. And remind yourself this is the gift you're playing with today. And whatever action you are taking, bring that gift in. Let's say you have some plans with your friends, and maybe you don't feel like going, but last minute you're like, you know what? I made plans. I decided I'm going to go. bringing your gift of delight and joy. And as you're driving to meet them, I'm giving you an example, appreciate how delightful you are, how delighted you are, how much pleasure it gives you to be with people that you like to be around. And then remind yourself when you are in the action of actually being with those friends. And again, I'm giving you an example. Remind yourself, I appreciate myself for the delight that I am. And watch people use word delight around you all of a sudden. And watch your delight swell up. And whenever you are being that gift, either one, whether it's delight, joy, pleasure, play, or the other, courage, risk-taking, staking a stand, either one. Actually, any of the gifts. Whenever you, and I just, this is just a reminder, whenever you are affirming that you appreciate you, remember it increases what you put out into the world. And when you play with the energy that way, you must begin to see expansion in your external world. Maybe not money immediately, like today. We're only on day five. Yes, we're halfway through. Maybe already things have shown up in your life that you're like, wow, well, this is surprising and exciting. I'll tell you that I'm being in this experience with you. And on the day when I'm recording this, I just received three invitations to speaking opportunities. Now, is it instant money in the bank account? No, but I already know that every time I speak, I have a chance to introduce myself and my work. On average, two to three new clients are sourced through that opportunity. So, because I know that, because I've had my business long enough, and because I track things like that, I can tell you that these three new opportunities to speak equal six to nine new clients on average, six to nine new clients that I already feel the reward of working with them, the joy and the delight in me, but I also feel the prosperity of that. I already know it's happening because I've actually experienced it enough times. So I don't even have to believe in it. I already know it. I have proof. So whether you are in that space where you can say, oh, something showed up, and usually this I can equate this to that based on my experience, this is what it means. Be in appreciation of that as well. Notice it. Be grateful for it. But let's say that that's not the case, and you're still like, well, nothing's showing up because I really expect the money in the bank. Give me the money in the bank, and then I'm going to believe that it's going to work. If you're new to me, I make funny noises when I make fun of ourselves. Okay. This is how I make fun of myself. This is how I'm going to make fun of yours, of you too. When you're showing up in your resistance and in your disbelief. So begin to look intentionally for any evidence of expansion in your outside world, because it must be showing up if you're following up the if you're following the exercises with intention, not just doing them, but really allowing yourself to dive deeply and be present in the sense of appreciation. Okay, so today is a little bit longer because I had so much that I wanted to share with you. And to recap, we are playing with the gift, appreciating the gift of delight and pleasure and joy and play. That's all one gift. Or you can also play with the gift of courage, risk-taking, taking a stand. Have a beautiful day. I cannot wait to hear tomorrow on the call what's opening up or what's coming up that we get to move through, rise up above, and increase our frequency so we could flush it out, whatever is showing up that we do not want to experience. Okay, have an amazing, beautiful, and delightful day.